Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's a terrific Tuesday. 66 degrees out there, 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
That's right. Lots of cool things happening and lots of cool people in this world, and we're lucky enough to have two of them right here in studio.
I know. We typically interview them one-on-one, but today they have combined forces and make the dynamic duo.
They said it was too much for one person, so they brought in two. So it would be an even playing field, just like a game of pickle.
And for once, Pat, Tyler and I are outnumbered in the studio.
All right.
Three women to two guys.
And not only just women, powerful women.
I will take that.
My middle name is Jean.
Well, we're catching up with our great friends from Harbor Chase Riverwalk and then Harbor Chase Rock Hill. We have Janae Smith Forsyth and we have Miss Jeannie Jenkins joining us. And it's always great to catch up with both of you ladies. You always have many programs going on at your various Harbor Chase locations. Again, two locations. They're like sister properties. They work hand in hand. But we're coming together for an event happening tomorrow, Wednesday, September the 22nd, called Flowers to Remember, a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association.
Yep.
And so, Jeannie, let's start with you. Talk a little bit about this, what this is involving, and how folks can be part of it.
All right. So tomorrow at the Flower Bar, which is inside of a flower shop, which is called What's Up Buttercup.
Cool.
Which is a great concept. What doesn't go better with wine and wine slushies and flowers?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right? It's totally a thing. So you can shop for flowers and plants and drink your wine and hang out with your girlfriends and even guys.
Hey, girlfriend.
There's a few guys in there. And tomorrow is all for a good cause. So so we are partnering with What's Up Buttercup, the Flower Bar, and All About Seniors, and Harbor Chase Rock Hill, and Riverwalk, all for a good cause.
Now, What's Up Buttercup, the Flower Bar, is located at 1988 Cherry Road. So, Janae, for $25 donation, I need to come out there tomorrow between 4 and 6. That's Wednesday, September the 22nd. And again, for $25, I'll get to hang out with some cool folks, but also, at the end of the day, help the Alzheimer's Association.
Exactly, exactly. And you'll get to enjoy one of the delicious wine slushies, if you like, if you might partake, and they are delicious. We had to test them out and make
sure.
We had to do some discovery.
We
wanted to make sure we were offering you expert, you know, we wanted to be experts about what we were doing.
And how long did it take you to figure this out?
A few weeks.
But you also get to enjoy a charcuterie board,
yes.
Door prizes, chef prepared hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and more. Again, you all have so many fundraisers throughout the year. It benefits Harbor Chase. It also helps with the various programs that you guys are invested in. And, of course, you guys, both your properties are invested in the Alzheimer's Association.
Yes, exactly. And that's an amazing call. Oh. So, and I know, I don't know if you guys know, but the Alzheimer's Walk is going virtual, which I know is a little disappointing. But, hey, we can still raise money and remember why we are raising the money. Mm-hmm. And the goal this year is $145,000. Most people are going to do the walk this Saturday. Some of us are moving it on into October, too. So there's plenty of ways you can jump in. You can do your own virtual walk if you like. Start one up at your neighborhood, at work, wherever you like. Come join us, Jeannie, at Riverwalk. They're going to have one this Saturday. Mm-hmm. You can come join them. Right now, like I said, our goal is $145,000. We're right around $72,000.
Wow.
So not too shabby. Not too shabby, but we can make up a lot more. And you can raise money until the end of the year.
Right.
Which is great.
Right.
So again, being in person is the ultimate goal.
Right.
But when it does switch to a virtual, it does allow for more fundraising dollars for it to extend longer. And again, we're going to find a cure.
What do we say
during our lifetime? We believe that there's someone here on earth with the knowledge and the power to do so. But boy, this funding that we all raised through these various events have been helpful in so much of what the medicine and studies of the program. I mean, I don't know how much people really, I mean, they feel passionate about Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. They donate. But boy, this money really, it seems helped to make a massive impact.
Mm-hmm. There's been so many advances, even just in the last 10 years, 5 years. Mm-hmm. There's been so many advances in medication, research, everything.
And early diagnosis is becoming more and more important in terms of offsetting the decline.
Exactly.
I also love the fact that at the Alzheimer's Walk, there is a focus on everyone. I mean, this is really Alzheimer's affects everyone. It's just this trickle down reaction, and you're always looking for an opportunity to make it easy to support such a wonderful cause. Tell me about this idea. I love that you're bridging together a local company business along with opportunity to gather and enjoy company of each other, and also look at flowers, wine, and a charcuterie board. I mean, my goodness, it feels fun.
And you know, we're seeking the white flower. We talk about the flowers with the Alzheimer's Association. Yes. The flowers are so important. If you've ever been at the walk, you remember the flower gardens that they all the colors have a different meaning. And so, what better than to have
then be at the flower bar to represent each flower? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many people do you expect?
Right now, we have around 30 RSVPs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, people always show up day of, no matter what's going on.
And it's on Facebook or your website. Tell me where to go.
Yep.
To learn more.
Well, you can always go to both of our Facebook pages, Harbor Chase Riverwalk and Harbor Chase Rock Hill. Also, the Flower Bar Facebook. And also All About Seniors.
All About Seniors.
I do know when we've had both of you ladies on from your various Harbor Chase locations, we've talked about COVID, and you all have managed in the last year or so. Anything new that is on the horizon, or just, you know, life is as normal as can be at both of your properties?
Whatever our new normal is at this point.
The families can still come and visit and, you know, with taking precautions and everything along those lines.
Yeah. Following protocol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's Harbor Chase Riverwalk, Harbor Chase Rock Hill, combining their resources for putting on a great event called Flowers to Remember, a fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Association this Wednesday, September the 22nd, 4 to 6 p.m. at What's Up Buttercup, the Flower Bar, right there at 1988 Cherry Road right here in Rock Hill. Give them a call if you want more information. $25 donation will get you a fun night out with some of your friends. And again, in search of that white flower, which is a survivor for Alzheimer's Association. And as I mentioned, the Alzheimer's Association's walk, which was scheduled for this Saturday in person here in downtown Rock Hill, it's moved to a virtual event. You can do it kind of now at your own pace, your own time. Again, Riverwalk location, Jeannie, you guys are doing it this weekend, and then the Rock Hill location is looking in October. Or you can do it in your neighborhood, get some of your friends together, and raise money through the end of the year.
Okay, and just in case some of our listeners have never heard the word charcuterie board, I want to clarify, we're talking little fruit, little cheese, little meat.
All the yumminess that you would want to eat with some good wine and wine slushy.
There you go.
Exactly.
They call it an adult Lunchable.
That's exactly what it is.
You would buy for your kids.
There you go.
We love it. Janae and Jeannie, y'all are just rock stars. And again, what you all do for those living in assisted living and memory care is just goes above and beyond. And we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you.